Blog number 52. More headbanging. This time at my church. In the late summer of 2021 at Covenant Church in Texas, we lost the beloved senior pastor, Ricky Tejada. As was announced on a particular website, Ricky Tejada, senior pastor of multi-site Covenant Church in Carrollton, Texas, died on August 30 following a weeks-long battle with COVID-19. Everything, and we mean everything, that characterizes this pandemic hit close to home among our people when Pastor Ricky slipped into eternity while under the prescribed medical protocol to which he found himself subject. Our church's researchers, characterized by a high level of vigilance and scientific inquiry, and drawing from a very large and growing body of knowledge, most of which is censored by media, remain highly suspicious of the circumstances and protocols under which our beloved man of God met his Maker. Not the least of our misgivings was the absence in the ICU of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to treat his COVID-19 case. And not just their absence, but that these long-time safe and effective pharmaceutical drugs, with ivermectin being the focus of a Nobel Prize in 2015, were not permitted by hospital protocol, the result of mandates passed down from high places. Also not present or even considered was the nebulization of budesonide, which has proven safe and effective among other medical practitioners with a great deal of success. However, the drug remdesivir was permitted. Though I am not privy to all details, it is my understanding that our beloved pastor received a full round of this questionable medication. Although it is permitted as a part of hospital protocol, the study provided by the NIH, which Dr. Fauci referenced and on the authority of which he announced this drug as safe and effective, helped us know that it is anything but safe and effective. Instead, the study reflects clearly that remdesivir was removed from use in that particular study because of the death of 93 of 175 participants. See page 7 of the 41-page study. Remdesivir was in a test group of 4 total drugs and was the first removed from the study because of its poor and destructive showing. So much for alert and fast-moving safety monitoring boards. Instead of adding Pastor Ricky to the pile of statistics where his death gets generically lost in the woodwork of hundreds of thousands of other COVID deaths, quotes used because we are still very unsure of what constitutes a COVID death, we consider it wise to instead seek to know how many others have met their demise because of the incompetent and piecemeal protocol, and to seek justice for all who are left behind. Many have been devastated by a set of clinical events of which they had little to no control, all in the name of approved medical protocol coming down from federal authorities who have never once treated a COVID patient and through which bonus money is released to hospitals if certain protocols are adhered to. These extra monetary bonuses from government coffers and how institutions are cashing in on them adds to the foreboding gray of this already dark cloud. This is spelled out by Dr. Peterson Pierre of Thousand Oaks, California. Hospitals get a bonus payment, cash register sound effects not included. 1, when they give you a free COVID test. 2, another when you have a positive COVID test result. 3, another when they admit you with a COVID diagnosis. 4, another when they put you on remdesivir. This is the only drug allowed bonus money. Incidentally, remdesivir, though implemented and promoted as early as April 2020, did not have FDA approval until October 2020. A screenshot dated July 2021 from the NIH lists the drugs approved or under evaluation permitted for the treatment of COVID. Remdesivir and ivermectin are both included, though bonus money is not applicable with ivermectin. The NIH updated their records concerning remdesivir and ivermectin on December 16, 2021, but this updated version of the same is dated February 24, 2022. This is where they make sure that people know remdesivir is the only FDA-approved drug on the chart. Until December 16, 2021, this was not clear on the NIH webpage. 5. Another monetary bonus when they put you on a ventilator. 6. Another if your death certificate states you died of COVID, even if you may have not died from COVID. 7. Another bonus payment to coroners. Total bonus estimate is $100,000 per patient above the regular cost of the hospital stay. Added to all this is that the Center for Medicare Medicaid Services waived patient rights. In Dr. Pierre's own words, the Biden administration is literally paying hospitals to kill you. It was on August 23, 2021, that I obtained a personal audience with Dr. Brian Artis, as he lives just 5 miles from me in Texas. He served my wife in the years before her passing as her chiropractor. He had since retired, but I knew he was making concerted efforts to expose the dangers of remdesivir. My 1 hour with him gave me understanding that remdesivir is a killer, and so I got word to our pastor's wife immediately, only to discover that the remdesivir regimen had already been delivered and administered to him. Pastor Ricky would be dead a week later. Dr. Artis makes it clear in his public presentations and via his podcast programs that the scariest place anybody could go in the United States of America since May of 2020 is to a hospital. Avoid the hospital. If you must go to the hospital, he highly recommends to obtain or know how to obtain a patient advocate. He adds, make sure that you tell your doctors that you do not consent to remdesivir. Dr. Artis later added a document to his website, Medical Directive to Physician, that can be downloaded and notarized in advance of an anticipated stay in the hospital. There are a great deal of resources and information at Dr. Artis's website. In the event that it is important to any of my readers to dismiss Dr. Artis's input because he is a chiropractor and not a medical doctor, rest assured that he is among good company. He was asked last year to join the 22 doctors who are members of the MyFreeDoctor.com. 17 of those 22 doctors are Nobel Peace Prize nominees. My Free Doctor is a non-denominational Christian faith-based organization whose mission is to deliver free doctor visits to those in need consistent with Jesus' teachings. This group rose up during the pandemic to provide medical support when other protocols, professionals, and medical facilities were only subjecting themselves to the limited and mandated government guidance. We will always hold Pastor Ricky's memory and his family in the highest regard, as they have no doubt reeled from this grievous loss. However, this loss expands further into about 7,000 other church members who loved and celebrated the person and ministry of Ricky Tejada. I pray for and seek our healing, but must first assure that the due diligence, the critical thinking, and the investigative research required to honor this man has the best opportunity to express itself. There are many in our church who are doing just that, and I encourage all our members to give themselves to the deepest and most thorough examination and research. The investment Pastor Ricky made in all of us deserves this kind of investigation. Pastor Ricky's personal investment in me came on the heels of losing my wife and included his reaching out to me to tell of his personal loss when his first wife was killed in an automobile accident many years ago. My love and respect for the man took root that day. My long experience with church people through the years is that they can give themselves easily to seeking peace above other priorities that might demand justice. In many cases, I suspicion that most peacemaking, and which is promoted by the Beatitudes of Jesus, is more like peacekeeping. This is often done with platitudes and patronizations that run rampant about faith and science working hand in hand. So if justice is apropos in a given scenario, but we don't really want to address the related discomfort it gives us, we can be given to just look the other way on one hand. This is mostly because the medical industry complex, in which many of us have placed so much trust, has been there for us but is showing definite signs of basically failing us, on the other hand, and doing so during an intense pandemic, mind you. This results in a cognitive dissonance where we may find ourselves choosing non-confrontational peace over accountability-based justice. What is sad is that our choosing to not become confrontational means justice cannot serve victims and contribute to authentic closure when they are violated by unethical, if not criminal, actions. Every person must address the godly demands of forgiveness, but we may not assume that we have the power to pardon the guilty. Personal forgiveness addresses my own bitterness, but the right to pardon is not mine to give. This is where justice comes into play. I do not have to put faith aside to have a forthright scientific or medical discussion. My faith does not get in the way of my scientific mind, and it is vital that my reader understand that my faith does not cloud my scientific judgment. It does not turn me into a fragile conspiracy theory idiot. As a matter of fact, my faith and the ethics of a Christian worldview mandate I do the research and not automatically parrot unsubstantiated narratives or submit to this culture's puppeteers, which is a much better definition of idiocy. My Christian faith claims it seeks and preaches the truth by way of the Bible and the person of Christ Jesus. So to be any less committed to truth on any other subject would be an admission that I don't really love the truth in every place it should be found. As more and more comes to light, it is clear to us that medical science, infiltrated by either incompetency or tainted ideologies or various political manipulations, dropped the ball. The moral compass that science should have used to guide them was hidden in the same pocket where they keep their wallet during the days that our pastor was in the ICU. The timing of such has horrified us, and I am certain that this applies perhaps to hundreds of thousands more besides across this land. This death by medical protocol, iatrogenic causes of death, is the theme of the thousands of emails and contacts, not an exaggeration, Dr. Artis has received and has been exposed to over the last 2 years from all over America and around the world since he started his warnings. Ricky Tejada was killed by a compromised medical protocol and not by a weeks-long battle with COVID-19. And in the wider sense, he found his demise in the context of ideologies that had already successfully made the culture trust mask-wearing in spite of its ineffectiveness and dangers, trust the unreliabilities of PCR assessments, and trust the virtual uselessness and dangers of far-reaching lockdowns. I know obvious conflicts and dangers in this world mean there are lots of ways people die, but death at the hands of medical irresponsibility should not be one of them. As I hope I have made clear, Pastor Ricky was not the only one. When China curtailed their COVID pandemic as early as April 2020 by doing such things as importing vitamin C by the ton, our pandemic was kept alive and thriving by the uncertainties of a conveniently alterable PCR test and its innumerable false positive outcomes. By the permission to put COVID as the cause of death, even if victims died in an automobile crash. A compromised ICU protocol to treat COVID, including the omission of effective drugs in exchange for dangerous ones. Add in the bonus money when hospitals were probably needing it the most, and all these conveniently drove the metric for death by COVID illegitimately higher. Plus, the World Health Organization reports that when COVID deaths in China totaled not quite 6,000, the United States numbers stood at around 922,000. This discrepancy must be embarrassing for those in charge of medical decisions in America, or maybe it has proven useful in some greater scheme. In spite of all this, the resiliency that our church manifests is a testimony to the grace of God at work among us. It is an encouraging sight to behold. And two, the sense of promise that Pastor Ricky helped us build upon, using the Bible we all love, helps us know that the heaven he enjoys now is something incredible. As a believer, I can find reason to rejoice in such promise, as eternal matters take precedent. However, for us left behind, maneuvering through the confusion and the destruction, justice still calls out loudly and forthrightly for right to win over wrong and for good to overcome evil.